tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Sally. 1800 938 007. Text, WhatsApp 083 311 3311. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. We have that lovely prize for you as well. We're looking for a finalist again today. We're giving it away tomorrow. The Clayton Hotel in the middle of Cork City. Perfect city escape this summer. Well, they've given us a two-night break in a superior room even, with breakfast, a three-course dinner and access to the gym, which would be so important to me, and also access to the swimming pool. That's based on your interaction with us by text, WhatsApp, or making a call, or indeed coming on air with us, and we're always delighted to hear from you. So that's 083 311 3311. Now, glad, as usual on a Thursday, to be joined by Muriel Cuddy of Health and Wellness International, based in Clonmel. Muriel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you today?
I'm very well, but I'm a little apprehensive because you promised me that at some stage or other we would have to talk about poo, and today is the day. You're telling me you're going to talk about bowel movements and stool samples.
Exactly, yes, I am, Fran, and I'm not Dr. Gillian McKeith, or if you remember...
Where she'd go examining people's poo and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She was poking around the toilet and everything. Yes, I remember when she used to come on, even in our house, I remember Dad used to say, turn that one off. Like, who needs to look at that?
Oh, I know. But who needs to look at that? That's a very good question. Because, like, yeah. How important is it for us to be aware of this, Muriel?
Well, it actually tells you, like, the type of stool or poo that you have depends on literally what's happening within. So it depends on, like, how long food actually spends in the body, how long it's in your colon. And what you see afterwards is the result of, say, your diet, fluids, meds, your lifestyle, everything. So it actually tells you there, like, in one sample of how you're actually living your life and how you feel. So it's really important, yeah.
But it's very individual, isn't it?
Completely, completely. And like people, we get asked so many questions. It's funny, when we're in clinic and you saw this, you were handed the chart and you were asked, like, what number are you? And people are looking at it, and if they've good eyesight, they're gone straight across to see, well, which one should I be? Before they'll actually give you the number in relation to what they are. I suppose a few years ago, people would really have thrown their eyes up to heaven, but I actually know now, this is all relative to my lifestyle and my diet and what I'm doing. And we get asked all the questions before I even go into the types of poo in relation to how many times should I actually go to the toilet? Is it like once a day, or, you know, how many times a week? You know, what time of the day? All the different, like, what is good bowel function? All of that kind of thing before you ever even talk about what your poo actually looks like. So there are a lot of questions out there, you know.
And, will you answer some of those? I mean, the frequency for starters, Muriel. I mean, how often should you go and have your poo?
So everybody's completely different. Okay, so for some people it's once a day. You know, and that can be usually maybe half an hour after breakfast. And that's like, it's really regular and you can set your clock or set your watch by it. But 1 to 3 times a day can be normal, Fran.
You know, 3 times a day?
That can be absolutely normal for some people. And for other people, 3 times a week. So you don't actually have to go every day. But if you go less than 3 times a week, well, then you're in trouble. And if you're going a lot during the day, as in 4 or 5 times a day, then you're in trouble. And then, of course, it depends on the number that you are, you know, what's actually, you know...
What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl, yeah, literally, yeah, that's yeah. Right. And I suppose to go through that, will I run through it with you?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, okay, so if you're type 1 or 2, that means it's like lumpy, hard... lumpy and sausage-like even, which is funny. Anybody's listened to this now, you'll have some people turning off, and I'm listening to that this morning.
Yes, they're probably having their 11s as we speak, so we're spoiling
them. Yeah, put down the breakfast roll fast. But anyway, so severe constipation or mild constipation, so that's type 1 or 2, so that's hard and lumpy. And if you go in the middle then, so anything that's normal is a number 3 or a number 4. So number 3 or 4 is like a sausage shape with cracks in the surface, or like a smooth, soft sausage or snake. So you can picture that. And, you know, I suppose the way we really know whether that's normal or not, we see that most of the time in our kids. So, you know, especially, you know, the 2 or 3 year olds that you're actually wiping their bum and that kind of thing, you're always looking in the toilet to see, does it look okay? And doesn't that tell us from the very beginning, Fran, that we actually judge how they feel by their poo from very early on?
That's interesting, yeah. So it's natural, I suppose, to be inquisitive like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And then if you move on then to the next, you're starting to lack fibre if it's just soft blobs with kind of clear edges on them. So it's starting to separate and it's not, the consistency isn't there, that it's actually joined or bind together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're going on to the last two types, which are 6 and 7, then you're starting to talk about diarrhoea. So it's mushy, it's getting runny, it's liquidy, there's no solid pieces in it.
Mm.
Severe diarrhoea would be very liquidy. So I suppose number 1 and number 7, severe constipation and severe diarrhoea are the two we'd worry about. And then the two in the middle, the normal ones, that's where you aim to be.
Right, okay. And in terms of addressing the issues around this then, Muriel, I mean, I presume we can do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I speak about the same things every week, really, in general. So I suppose it all comes back to the same thing. So what are the symptoms of constipation and do you know them? So if you feel unwell, first of all, then you know there's something wrong. So if you're bloated and you're full, chances are you're constipated. If you're going to the toilet less than 3 times a week, chances are you're constipated. And then, like I said to you, if it's lumpy or hard, if you're straining, if you're not emptying your bowel, you know, if you go to the toilet and you feel within 10 minutes that you need to go again, that you haven't, you know, well, that means that you're constipated. And what causes it then? So, again, it's your diet. So many things come back to your diet and the other things that I talk about. So, number one is not eating enough fibre. Okay, number two is not drinking enough. So if that's just water or, you know, just making sure you're getting enough fluids in every day. If you're not moving enough, so even by doing a walk in the evening time, that does help. But if you're sitting for long periods without getting up and you're less active during the day, well, that can actually cause constipation. And I suppose with kids, things like ignoring the, I suppose, when they need to go to the toilet and they're trying to hold on to it. Or if you're pushing them, you're making them feel pressurised. Or if they're actually going to the toilet and you're interrupting them and saying, are you done? You know, this kind of thing, that you're making them worried and anxious and that. And even for us, if we ignore the urge to go to the toilet, so if you need to go, you know, within 10 or 15 minutes, you should go to the loo. But they're the causes of constipation. How do you actually, I suppose, that's the next thing, isn't it? Treat it, what do you actually do?
Mm.
So this fibre has to be the number one, okay? Mm. So soluble fibre, that bulks the stool. So you try and stay away from soluble fibre, the insoluble, which speeds it up within the bowel, so that, or in transit, literally. So you're talking things like prune juice and apple juice. They're brilliant. So drink more water and drink more juices.
Mm.
Whole grains, so your brown breads, all of that, cereals, seeds. If you're eating fruit, make sure you keep the fibre on, so you're actually, the outside, you know, the outside of the apple, berries, vegetables. So it's the things I've been talking about all the time,
yeah,
Fran.
Yeah, sure.
That's literally. And you can take, for constipation, you can take like very natural laxatives. So herbal ones like psyllium husks, I think senna, you know, you see different ones, and magnesium citrate. And you'll get any of them in any good health food shop.
Right. Well, I presume if you're taking that on a regular basis, you've got some other underlying issue.
Well, you can have underlying issues, as in, you know, we have all the IBDs and IBSs and all of these things that can cause constipation and
irritable
diarrhea.
Irritable bowel, you're
irritable bowel,
yeah.
Yes, yeah, irritable bowel syndrome or celiac or, you know, all of these ones are all there. But people understand that and they understand the foods that actually cause it.
Mm.
You know, once they're actually diagnosed with something like that, you know, gluten in your diet and with celiacs. And there's other things like overactive thyroids. So there's so many different things that can cause it, but you have a good idea yourself if you have one of these underlying inflammatory disorders. For most people, if you're constipated, there's a reason, as in, is it your diet? Are you eating too many processed foods? Is it alcohol? You know, is it caffeine? You know, so you can actually, again, like I always said to you, you know, food diary, write down what's actually happening and see where you need to make changes, you know.
Mm.
But that's on the constipation side. So on the diarrhea side, that's different. That's the other side, you know. And I suppose it's easy on this one, as in, we would say eat a BRAT diet. So the BRAT diet, if you can just think about it very easily, as in bland food, bananas, rice, applesauce, toast, foods that bind together, white bread, puddings, and things even like chicken and fish, mashed potatoes. So you think of things that are actually mushy, that will bind within.
Right.
So that, you know,
as opposed to what will be troublesome there then, Muriel?
Well, again, it depends. I suppose caffeine can be one of the ones. Alcohol.
Yes.
Processed foods. Diarrhoea is caused a lot then. It's not even a food, as in, it can be something like a salmonella, an infection, you know, the foods that you're eating, E. coli, the food poisoning, viruses, COVID, viruses like that can cause diarrhea, you know, infections. And then medications are another big one that actually cause diarrhea, you know. So there can be so many different reasons. And it doesn't have to be. It's not the same, I suppose, as constipation, that you're lacking fiber. It can be something else, you know, that's actually you're sick, or, you know, there's actually something that causes instead.
Well, when you're over a certain age now, you're offered those samples. Would you advise people to go and have that done?
Yeah, absolutely. If you feel this an issue at all, for me, you know, if it doesn't look right, and you're starting to get worried about it, you know, well then definitely go and get us to take a look. And people worry about things like the colour. It should be brown and that kind of thing. And if it's green, am I in trouble? Not once or twice, you know, that it doesn't stay or it doesn't last. But if it does happen that it's actually green or something over time, well, then, yeah, you definitely need to get it checked. If it's red, it means there's blood in it for some reason or another. And where is that coming from? So is it hemorrhoids or something like that? Or is it actually, you know, something more sinister? So, yeah, your book can tell a lot.
I'm interested with the people who would only go a few times a week. Is that not bad for them, that sort of this gooey stuff is hanging around in their bodies and for long periods of time? No,
it depends on the foods you're eating and everything as well, you know, how fast it actually comes through. But everybody has a routine.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a conversation about it, which we often do, which people laugh at, you know, somebody in the office here disappears and we start talking about food, but the others all chat away about it. Like, everybody's completely different. Some will say, God, I go every second day, but I go every third day or whatever, you know. What's normal for one isn't normal for another. So what I would say to people is don't worry about it.
And is there a difference between men and women where this is concerned?
Not really. No, it all depends on your makeup, what you're eating, whether you're on meds, how much you drink, your water. If you do change your diet, you definitely see a change in pattern. You know, in relation to when you go to the toilet and that, if you're taking medication, if you're drinking more alcohol, you'll see it yourself. And again, it's about just being aware, isn't it? It's literally, and we're not in tune at all with what's actually happening within our bodies.
Right. Well, it's something we find. I mean, I'm struggling here this morning because it's something we find difficult to talk about. You know,
isn't it? Yeah. Are you finding this hard, Fran?
Sure I am. Sure, I'm an old, I don't know what you'd call me, an old stick in the mud in terms of discussing it. But it is important that we discuss it, isn't it?
Yeah, and isn't it funny? Because I listen to you and you talk about every single topic under the sun. You know, and you can, and you're so fantastic at drawing people out in different areas and that. Like, but poo is something people don't want to talk about. Like, even to say to somebody, you know, I need to go to the toilet, this is the number one or number two. And it's the first way people throw their eyes up to heaven.
I know.
Which is really funny. And how much of our lives do we spend in the bathroom? Like, who has magazine racks and books left beside the toilet?
Who
goes in? And all the kids and the younger ones now, you're in and you're on the phone and whatever, you know. So, and that's something you shouldn't do. Don't spend too long sitting on the toilet because you're straining. You shouldn't be straining. That causes lots of other issues or whatever. But
all right. And if you think that you have any need to be concerned, get it checked out, I suppose. And don't mind about the embarrassment, because whoever you're going to will have heard about this a million times.
Fran, it's part of our screening. It's part of our health check. You've done the health check and you were actually asked, you know, give us your number. And so
I had a more intimate conversation with Lindsay than I've ever had with anybody else in my whole life, I think, within minutes of meeting her, which was...
That's right. And you know, isn't it funny? Because functional medicine or functional nutrition, which is what we're talking about now, focuses on the person. So it focuses on what's happening. So before you actually get sick, if you have severe constipation, if you have severe diarrhea, or even mild, and it goes on over time, well, there's something happening that's not quite right. So that's our world. You focus on the patient, not on the disease, which is the medicinal world. So this is a wonderful world. We might be talking about poo today, but it's a great world because of course people
are. Absolutely. If people want to make contact with you, Muriel, and talk to you or your people, how can they do so?
Yeah, so they can call us, which is probably the best, I think, on 087-952-5947.
All right, we'll have that number here as well. I always ask you about testing because, of course, you're very heavily involved in the antigen testing. Muriel, how is that going at this point?
Yeah, isn't it fantastic to actually hear it being spoken about, Fran? That it's on the news and things are starting to open up and they're starting to, you know, starting to use it. I was listening earlier on to Ryan's
cleaning, and
I just think at long last, I'm just upset that it has taken so long for Ireland to actually, you know, embrace
this. Yes, absolutely.
We should have embraced it last September, October, and we would have, like, so many people are unwell and anxious and stressed at the minute, and we're finding that massively because we're still in lockdown and we still can't do things, and we should have been able to, we should have been out of it sooner if we had embraced the antigen testing programme. We are finding we are completely inundated with it now because companies and places that are starting to open up are starting to realise that now the HSE are back in it, it's okay for us to use it, we're not going to get into trouble, this kind of thing, which is what we've been saying very beginning. But yeah, we're very busy, and if anybody wants to use it, give us a shout. I can give you the number again.
Yes, and, please. Please do. Yes.
Yeah, so it's 087-952-5947.
Right. And can an individual, I mean, if you're not representing a company, can an individual make contact with you and get their own testing done?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So they can come to us in the clinic, but we also can give them, we can train them on how to use the test, and we can give them tests on the way. So people have been using them, Fran, for like small gatherings, as in weddings. If there's, you know, 5 or 10 in the family or whatever, and they want to, you know, use them for something, whatever, that's not a problem, especially as things are opening up. So just give us a shout and, yeah, we'll go through it all with them.
All right. Muriel, always a pleasure. We'll talk about something that's more comfortable for me next week. Is that okay?
Yeah. Flowers or something,
Thanks, Muriel. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks, always a pleasure. Thank you. That's Muriel Cuddy there from Health and Wellness International. 083-311-3311. One of our listeners saying, I love your discussions on farm life. It's a great insight into the life of farmers, and it certainly isn't straightforward. Do you know, you're dead right, because over the last few months speaking to Katrina, it's been an education for me because, as I've told you a thousand times, I'm not from a farming background in the least. But it's interesting to learn about it and interesting to know about the complexity of it and the payments and all of this sort of thing. And, if we're non-farmers, we're very quick to slag off farmers and say, sure, aren't they all millionaires with all the cows and all of that kind of thing? But as with anything, I suppose, when you look into it, the devil is in the detail. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a moment.
The Mental Health Minute from Tip FM and the HSE.
Hi, Andrew Luby here. Irish people love to talk. We'll talk about the weather, what we're up to, or even what the neighbours are up to. But not everybody finds talking easy, especially about their problems. And when we're not seeing friends and family as much as we'd like to at the moment, that can be really unhealthy. So try to share any worries you have with people you trust, a friend, a family member, or even a health professional. You don't have to solve anything or come to any dramatic conclusions, but you'll often find that just chatting about a problem makes everything seem better. Afterwards, you'll feel lighter, more relaxed, and less alone. And there are lots of other anonymous and confidential listening supports that you can access by phone, text, or online anytime, day or night. It's really good to talk.
Whatever you're going through, you can always find trusted information on mental health supports and services at yourmentalhealth.ie or through the 24-hour Your Mental Health Information line, 1-800-111-888.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.